Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter.
Of course, Parasonic, and that was their new song called The Media Taught You That. Of course, this is Andrew Fetter, and welcome to When Pigs Fly, and I apologize for the surround sound. We got one side of me here, a little truck running around, and maybe the fan in the background, but it's all part of the picture here, When Pigs Fly, because bullshit simply doesn't. Anyway, this is Andrew Fetter, and I want to welcome you all listening to When Pigs Fly. I got a lot of things to talk about today. It's going to be a two-parter. But before I do, as I mentioned, that was Parasonic with their song The Media Taught You That. Of course, I will let you know that, of course, if you are in the Los Angeles area, they will be playing at the Viper Room in Los Angeles on July 23rd, and of course August 2nd at LA's Fame Whiskey A Go Go. Again, I apologize for the little side beep note. Anyway, Parasonic, if you aren't familiar, One of their members is Ben Stewart, the filmmaker from Comatica, as well as Esoteric Agenda. And, apologize again. He's apologizing. Anyway, Ben Stewart, the filmmaker, who created the famed movie called Comatica, I highly recommend that you watch it. It's K-Y-M-A-T-I-C-A. And, of course, Esoteric Agenda and Ungripped. Now, he is going to be on my show July 26th. And I look forward to having him on. I have had him on, I think, twice so far. And I look forward to his information and talking to him because he's extremely candid and he's well in depth, as you will see and know. And I look forward to that. Now, another thing I want to mention, I presented before, I guess, the UN. I don't know if you all out there recall a little girl, teenager from Pakistan who was shot by the Taliban for promoting the education of women. Her name is Malala Yousafzai, and of course, you know, she was shot, like I said, and she made a very inspiring speech before the UN today. And I have to say, just to reiterate three of her quotes, do check that. I think, believe it, if you go on Huffington Post today, you'll see a big old broadcast that she made. I mean, it's truly inspirational. And what I find in her, I don't know how to say it any more simpler than it is, but I have to say, this girl, she's just simply brave and enlightened. And she's definitely a spark that can literally light fires of inspiration and real change for the betterment of humanity. She is what even most who are out there don't even understand, and her quotes simply say it how it is. And one of the three quotes that she had stated are, "We realize the importance of our voice when we are silenced." And then, "One child, one teacher, one book, one pen can change the world. Education is the only solution. Education first." And of course, her very inspiring quote, which I was quite, I don't know how to say it in any other words, Buddha-like, when she said, "This is what my soul is telling me, be peaceful and love everyone." God bless her. It's, you know, it's great to find more and more like her. Of course, there's others which I can get into, but this is just for her for today. But anyway, I want to thank you again all for listening out. Today, I decided, and I haven't done in a while, it's more sort of like, I usually have things pretty much sort of written up, detailed, oriented. And today, and I used to do, I guess for first 4 or 5 years, do everything off the cuff. And today I decided to go back to that approach. So you'll notice I'll be, I guess, going shooting from the hip, tell things how they are without pre-plan. I do have points, of course, keep things on cue, but I will just tell things how they are from here on out. Now, what my thoughts and expressions for today, and there's going to be two parts, has to do with our assumed limitations and how we see ourselves and how we see our world. And this is the product where people look at things like, I use the parameters of a square being rigid, limited in form. And then, of course, circle, where it's everything moves forward and it's in unity and everything's connected and there's no limitations. The question is many of us, or most of us, we often look upon ourselves and toward our world around us in the limited rigidity of our, as a square. I mean, look around us. We often identify things and objects with our eyes. We limit ourselves by our own senses and our own perceptions. look at how we look at each other. Look how we look at ourselves. Look at how we look at our politics, our economics. Look how we feel limited on the day-to-day things. We always feel consistently limited, and we only look beyond what we can see, hear, taste, or smell with the assumption that's all there is. We assume by our own perceptions that's the universe. Now, why do we have a square? That is a good, interesting question. Why are we in assumption of a square? Why do we look within the world as being a square? The question is, before I go into the why, the what? Is the world a square? Is Earth a square? Is the sun a square? Does the Earth rotate around the sun in a square? Do atoms within atoms with atoms with having their electrons flying around, are they floating around in a square? What in this world is a square? You and me draw a square, but as you draw the square, is that really a square? You perceive it as a square, but is it really a square? I mean, didn't Einstein show the world and space is curved? Thus, if you drew a straight line, the line will be curved. Thus, you would never have a real square. So look at the universe. Is a galaxy square? No. So then it proposes, what is in our universe? Look at our universe. Do you see it as being finite? Limited in form? I mean, is there an end that you can actually see even with your limited eyes, your limited vision? The biggest telescope. How far can you go? And thinking about the universe, how many dimensions really are there? Think of the understandings of how much we really do know. Is it a square? We know about matter and energy, but do we know anything really about dark energy or dark matter? Reason why it's called dark? Because we are not sure. We know it exists, but we don't know what. We put a number on a system, assuming that it's 90% or 80-some or 90% of the universe. That shows how little we know why. Think about, we think and assume things being square. That is why we have problems understanding it. We limit ourselves. We even use our math to create limitations. Math was a tool to help explain things for us, but in itself creates a self-limitation. It's like painting yourself in a room. If you paint yourself, eventually you're going to be caught finding yourself in a corner. That's what we do when we assume with all our methodologies, assuming the world is square and limited. Again, are we finite? Is the universe finite? Is it limited? So tell me, is space limited? Is space a square? No. So why the hell do you live your life as if it's square and limited? Why do you look at everyone else as if they're limited? Why do you look at all things around you as limited? Why do you create walls of squares around you? Why, in your own spiritual beliefs, do you have limitations? Why do you believe things in a finite matter? Because you see it with your eyes? You experience it with your eyes, nose, hearing, and then, and that limited experience of what your senses are. But in reality, that's not the real. If I were to take an apple and have you eat one apple, and you, your friend next to you tastes some honey, and ask them to explain what that tastes like. Even the experience of that apple and that honey, as they try to explain it, is limited by our own words. So it's even our own words, we've created ourselves a limitation. But once we're aware that our words limit us, that our vocabulary limits us, that our own way we assume things in our speech, tongue, and visualization of things, that limitation, that squaring of things, then we become into reality of understanding toward our true selves and the true nature of our universe. So why do we make ourselves square? That's really a good question. Why do we make ourselves limited? Another good question. Why do we? I mean, look around us. Why do we do it? We've been doing it for thousands of years. And then we think society and humanity has progressed. Has it? Look how many people hate one another, how many wars we have, and why is that? Because it's based upon assumptions of limitations? Is it based on theologies of limitations and squares? My God better than your God, this land is my land, no, this land's your land, I was there before you, this I was there for their second. Is it limitation of resources? This is my oil, not your oil, this is my water, not your water. Do we limit ourselves on these resources? Why do we assume that these are resources can be limited? Why do we assume that energy is limited? We've been consistently told that we need to take a square thing called oil and a square thing of gas and a square thing into our car to get us from one place to another. We assume these things. But when we look at the realities of things, what is really energy, for example? Energy is not a square. Energy is based upon unlimited forms. Because what does energy do? It converts from one thing to another. It doesn't disappear. It converts into one form or another. There's a famous thing that Bashar had once said, there's like all the four rules of the universe. And I often love to reiterate this because it's pretty much dead on. I don't know how else to re-explain this. And one of the first ones is that, of course, we're all connected to each other. You know, everything, aren't we? That's a fact. We're all connected to each other and to things around us. Therefore, not a square. Unlimited. Interesting. Everything's connected. Then the other one is, of course, for every action, there's a reaction. Interesting. So if you do something, then there's a reaction to that. That doesn't end, right? Interesting. You know? So everything that I do, there's a bounce, not... there's a non-stop, an unlimited forth of reactions. Since we're really energy, everything's reacting from reacting. As you're hearing me, you're reacting with an emotional response and thoughts, and that can cause a reaction. Your heart rate, things consistently react. Even things you don't see are reacting. Things you don't hear are reacting. There's no limitation. We never limited. We're not squares. The universe isn't a square. Again, why do we assume there's a square? I'll tell you later. First things first, as they say. Oh, yeah. Now, the other third one is... I told you the first, there's for every action, is a reaction. How we're always all connected. Another one often talked about is all things change. Change is a constant. We growth is a change. You grow. You aren't the same as you. Right now I'm talking to you. You're changing. The earth is changing. Things change. The turn. Life changes. Rotates. A circle. The life circle. You notice how everything's a circle. Or circular. It's not a square. It's circular. Because it's infinite. If you ever see the symbol in Taoism, for example, you'll see a little square that goes around, a circle going around. That's the symbol. That's how the universe is unlimited in all forms. And the little thing called the yin-yang being there becomes our assumed duality that we think. We're creating a duality of things. Another limitation we create is the good and bad, light and dark. These are based upon our assumed perspectives. Even suffering is a assumed perspective. It is limited. It is based upon a perspective. Therefore, it is limited. And what are these limitations but illusions? All our perspectives are based upon what we assume they're. But what it is an illusion. It's what we assume being there. What do you see? You see reflections of light bouncing off atoms into your eyes, and you think that is there. Your mind believes that's there. What if you had no eyesight? What if you couldn't hear? What if you couldn't taste, smell, or any of your senses? Would you know, would those objects still not be there? You would assume that they aren't. Just because you don't see it, just because you don't hear it, don't mean it ain't there. Do you see radio waves, microwaves, gamma rays? Do you see energy? No. Have you ever seen heat? No. Energy cannot be seen. We have to use objects or things to just even with our own limited ways of perceiving things, measure and determine that they exist. We did see those by our observation of our limited form of understandings with our perspectives, therefore our limited forms of understanding. We see it, therefore we believe it. Get it? We see it and we believe it, but our sight is limited. Therefore, the square, we see a square. You assume things are limited. We look at our bodies and we assume they're limited. When we look at a microscope, what do you see? You see cells. If you go down further, you see your body's made of molecules. And you go further down, and then you see there are atoms. And then you go further down, and then you know what you find out? That you're 99.9% space. Nothing. Get it? You're not limited. Does space have limitations? No. Does energy have limitations? No. I'm just talking from our perspective of our bodies. The limited ways we see ourselves. If I were to say you to stand there, there's a uranium or plutonium, and it has radiation, right? You don't see the radiation or the plutonium emitting radiation to you from the uranium or plutonium. And if you did, what would happen to you? That radium would also, the radiation would affect your body, but you don't see it. How would you know it exists? How do you know it exists? Because you use things with your limited eyes and to measure. And this is where we have problems, because we limit ourselves based upon the tools we have. But in reality, is beyond that. The reality are beyond what we see with our eyes. So quit fooling ourselves. We've created these stupid ideologies that we think things are limited. I mean, look at theologies. We've created theologies and theocracies with limitations. Don't do this, don't do that. We created squares and assumptions of what God or gods are. I mean, come on. We even limit God into a square. We make gods like it's a he or a she or an image. We may have made thousands of gods into little idols. Then we call God being God perhaps as being, you know, a man in the sky kind of thing. We limited it. And then we do this father-son kind of thing and then made it make, called someone the son and the father, the son and the Holy Ghost. Again, a limitation. We've personified God. We made God like he's thinking about us and God is worried about us. We put God like, oh my God, he's there. What's going to happen toward us? We've put this limited form based on limited square beliefs. But is that reality? No. So why did we assume these limitations? Why did we assume these limited forms? We've also even created limited forms of systems. Don't do this. Don't do that. We've created little rules and regulations to limit us. But are those rules and limitations reality? Are those rules and limitations, therefore, a reason for another reason? Because we made up a game? We made up a rule? We assume it that somebody told us, which told somebody. Some master told you, and that master told them. That priest, that rabbi, that imam told them. We've constantly created all these limited forms of theologies to limit us. Don't do this. Don't do that. Right? We made assumptions that within our hearts we have no morality, so they have to put rules and regulations around us. Why do we have rules and regulations? Think about why we have rules and regulations. Because our society has created these walls of limitations. We've created a small version of a prison to a bigger prison to a bigger prison. And within prison, the populations, what do? They fight. So we make more rules and more rules to limit them. This is what civilizations have done from generation to generation. And these belief systems, these squared belief systems, has been passed on from one person to their father, to their son, the daughter, mother, from life generations. Our karmic events that we come and enhance to, limited. The cause and react of them are created because of our limited forms of expressions toward them. What is karma even? Even the understanding of karma is actually sort of limited. I mean, I often utilize it to explain things, to say things, the way they are things. But even that is limitation. Maybe that is made up. Maybe it's just a way of doing something to make us feel good the way we're supposed to do. Maybe it all is total bullshit. Think outside the box. Think for yourselves. You know, often people say, look in your heart and feel what it is, feel what things are. That is pretty much true, isn't it? If you look at things with a perspective of being infinite, you're pretty probably close to heading toward the truth. If you're looking toward your true self, I hear people, oh, how do I find my true self? Quit looking yourself like a box. The can and can't stews. If you look in yourself with unlimitation forms, your true self is nothing but energy that has a fucking frequency that vibrates. No good, no bad. You're heading toward the truth. There is no good or bad in the universe. It just is. We've made the good and bad, which is the I Ching, some people call, or the duality, some people say, or somebody calls symbiotic, the conflict give and take, because we did this with our own eyes and perceptions. through our limited viewing and understandings. But is that reality? No. That's our own little teeny reality, but that's not truth. Truth is looking at things more of an undeniably infinite way. Our universe is showing it to us. You know, a lot of people, and I've said this, I had a, if you like I said, you look at the movie Chromatica that I just recently mentioned, right? And it's funny because I was at with a group yesterday and we were talking, and I mentioned this one person who's studying certain things that we've been learning in a class, and I said, you know, you should check this out because it talks about certain things that they're already discussing in this class we were talking yesterday, and lo and behold, it's sort of getting on the same connotation. I see people falling into the same pattern of limited forms. And in the expression we were talking about, showing how, like, how we're all connected, how, you know, what happens when one cell in your body or a group of cells aren't communicating with other cells or think they're separate, it turns into a cancer, right? So what are we? Why are we limiting ourselves? Think about it. So our limitations, our own belief systems, by assuming that we're all limited and our universe is limited, we're all separate, what does that create? Cancer. So again, why do we personify God and the universe as a square? Why do we believe in a Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Why do we believe that my Allah is better than your Allah? Why do we believe that my God is better than your God? Why do we have these rules and regulations that unless you follow these rules and regulations, you're either not a bad this or a bad that, or you're going to hell? Why do we create these limitations all the time? Why do we assume with our own eyes and our own touch and our own, with these limited forms of rigidity of a square, that it's reality and reality is not? Why do we? We always assume these things. We assume our perspectives is truth, but in reality, they're assumptions. We believe that what we see is somehow squares, but the universe is simply is not a square. It's not limited. So why do we assume and view the universe like a fucking square? Why do we look at theology and God as a square? Why do we make rules and regulations like we're a square? Why do we create religions and spiritual beliefs that are simply limited squares? Why do we create these limited aspects when the reality is that's not taking you to the truth? That's creating an illusion of what there is. It's creating an illusion for what things are. It's not showing you the truth. You want to know the truth? Look, see things with an infinite perspective. See things for the universe. It's showing to you. The earth is telling you what to do, right? People of you may have heard that. It is. Look at it. It's showing you. Even with your own eyes, you're thinking dirt. You're thinking, how limited is water? How far can you touch the water, right? Unlimited. How far can you see in the sky? How small is small and how large is large? How, when does life begin and end? Is the egg starts with the egg or does the chicken come first? Which starts it? We often run around looking for outside things, define things about ourselves, when in reality, all you have to do is find it within you. You've often heard that, right? In your heart. It's in your heart. Where's your heart? What do you feel? What's inside you? It's that infinite thing. The infinite thing. There's no limitations within your heart because you're just simply is. What are you? Your energy with a frequency vibrating with non-limitations, connected to every aspect. What happens to your body, your physical body? What happens to your soul? Does your soul still exist? Yes. That was the last one. One of the last of the rules I was going to say. By Bashar, he says that you exist, you will always exist in one form or another. Yeah. Now, is that based on my assumption, or is it? Think. Were you here before? Were you reincarnated? Huh. Why do you have deja vu? Huh. Why do you dream? Is it chemical, or is it actually spirit? when you're around somebody, you have this feeling about the person without knowing them. What if you were blind and you ask a blind person, how do you feel somebody around the room? Wow. So you're really not that limited after all. If you took away all your senses, would that make you can't feel or know what's there? What about autism? You see autistic kids. What is going on with them? Perhaps they see things in a different way, a different light. Maybe they have problems communicating what they see to you, so you don't understand, so you think, oh, this guy's crazy, or whatever. Autistic. Maybe that's the problem. We tend to put things and create limitations. Look again from our belief systems from its starts. We pretend that everything is limited, even in our spiritual way of looking at things. I mean, from the Hinduism calling there's nirvana, limited. The limitations of different, you go to this heaven and this heaven and this heaven in, let's say, Buddhism. Or in Christianity and Islam and Judaism, they talk about, let's say, heavens, and then there's a hell, like limited. And then there's only the limitations of angels. Limited. That's not even a scratch. We limit ourselves in our own theology and our own perspectives of the universe. We limit ourselves with laws and rules and regulations. We limit ourselves and we place these limitations of rules made up by man, by the way, because we're limited. We limit it with our speech. You can only say certain things that identify. Can you really tell me what that taste of that apple is? No. You can describe it. You can try to elaborate about it. What's sweet? Tell me what is sweet. What is sour? How can you explain beyond what sweet is? Tasty. What's tasty? It's really good. You see my point? You came and to really, really get down. You identify with somebody else eating the same thing. Oh, that's sweet. You're sweet. So you both see eye to eye. So that must be sweet. When you look at an apple and you look at it's both red apple, suppose he sees what's red is green. His red is green. So he says, yeah, this is green. And you say it's red. But the words are different, but you see the same thing. See how limited? We may even say things that look like the same. We use different words, but they're really the same thing. It's why? Because we're fucking limiting ourselves. We limit ourselves consistently. We make little walls and little regulations. We limit ourselves into squares. We limit ourselves the way we use even within science. And then we shock ourselves because we're forced and fed whatever is being said into our environment as being a square when it in reality isn't. We are limiting ourselves in science. Then we're shocked and we're forced and fed that it's opposite through mathematics and through perceptions of understandings. They're called inspirations when Einstein says, oh, a relativity. They're inspirations when somebody discovers, like, quantum physics and any understandings, and Hertz or any of the other ones. It's beyond the beliefs when you hear of Tesla, because they're heading to the direction of truth. But that is still limited. People want to know, why don't we do indeed have free energy, but we limit ourselves. We use gas. We use other fumes of limited assumed energy. Yet, in reality, there's unlimited forms of energy, right? Why are we looking at that? Why are we haven't looked at other areas, like radiant energy, which is unlimited profit? Again, why do we have the idea of profit? Why do we have money? We created our society of limitations. Look at the rooms and the homes and the things that we live in. We created these little boxes that we live in to create ourselves in limited forms. Yes, it's to protect us, to keep us warm and cozy and everything else. But we've turned our environments as to realities when they're really just to shelter us. From the heat, from the warmth there. But we turn them to become our realities. We turn our illusions of cities as realities. And we're shocked when a big old earthquake knocks the crap out of a city, or a hurricane comes in and Mother Earth flies in and wipes out a city and homes. We're all in shock as humanity. We're shocked. Why? Because we think that is reality, when the reality, the universe is constantly showing us the reality, it is a shelter. When we keep on making things our own environment as the reality, that's when we have problems. It is not. It is an illusion that's our only reality. It's the little box that keeps us warm or cool. That's it. We put things and objects to make it nice and lovely. But that's not real. We just make things of attachments are real to us, but they're really not. We get upset about things when really it doesn't fucking matter. We get depressed over things because in reality, they don't mean a flying crap, okay? That's in reality. That's the truth in the universe. We get upset about what she said and what he said and what they did. In reality, in the universe, they don't give a fuck. What happens when an earthquake wipes both? You think an earthquake goes, wait, you know what? And guy goes, oh, I don't want to hurt those guys because they really believe in us, and I'm going to go keep those and save those. No, it doesn't work like that. We made up these bullshit stories. Doesn't matter. When a hurricane hits, a volcano comes, a tornado hits, any environmental thing, anytime the universe, catastrophe, what we call catastrophe, even when we bring it upon ourselves, an explosion erupts in the middle of the street, wipes out all these people in the middle of the street. Did it limit it? No. Just shows how we consistently make ourselves squares. We create these consistent systems that we believe that we live in a little fucking square, when in reality, it ain't a square. We limit ourselves. We limit ourselves in our own belief systems. Like, poor me, oh my God. We limit ourselves. Why? Think about it. Why do we limit ourselves? Why do we make our things, assumes, our anxieties that we have? Oh my God, what's going to happen tomorrow? Limitations. We consistently limit ourselves. So why do we all follow in that belief system? Why do we limit ourselves in the universe? Why is this consistently being limited? Why is our soul feeling limited? Why has God presented us with, we've made God into a limitation? Why have we made the world into a limitation? Why have we made the universe into a limitation when it isn't? Why the fuck are we living with this limitation? That's what you should ask yourself. Perhaps even better question, why did humanity and the soul enter into this experience, the feeling and assumed perspective of limitation, of being limited? Why do psychologists limit you and the soul into squares and labels when they're in fact don't? They have a clue. You know, they call, oh, this guy has this disease, this has this thing. Why is this limited? Why do they look in the mind as being limitations? Why do they look at the soul as being limited with certain, you know, modifications, adjustments? What is their observations based upon their own perspectives? Observations, right? Perspective. Perceive. Because that's our only tools we can limit by. But if they look at things with an unlimited way of looking things, they realize that's very limited why we perceive things. Maybe they think outside the box. You know that old expression? Why do you say live outside the box? What is box? Confinement. Limitation. Think outside the box, they say, right? So why do we, if in our sciences, why do doctors and psychologists and psychiatrists do that? Think about it. Look at what they do with patients. They give them pills, planning more with some chemicals. You have anxiety, you have depression, you're bipolar. Is this how they fix your brain or your emotions? Look how many medicines that are fixated upon our body that we're constantly given to. When today's modern medicine acts an illusion of limitation, of a square, they will on the opposite end, use an infinite approach by diagnosing your illness with, say, perhaps a CAT scan or MRI or X-ray, which is utilizing your energy with what you are, your unlimited form. When in reality, you're more, let's say, a circle. Right? So, why do they then reverse themselves instead of utilizing the unlimited forms of energy to look in the perspective of what the problem is with the person? Yet they reverse themselves and look at the body like we're a damn car and fix it like car parts with chemicals, and let's get some oils and throw some new Ouija, you know, piece, parts and pieces. Why do we limit ourselves like that? Why is our own science and modern medicine like that? Look how we view one another. We look at each other like a bunch of squares. You're a square, that a square. We assume we have this us versus them mentality. Oh, they're the evil ones. They run the banks. They run everything. Poor me. I have no choice in the matter. What am I going to do? In fact, we are all connected, like a circle, unlimited and divine connection. But yet, we act like this confinement. We act like we're limited. We act because there's rules and regulations placed upon us. But those rules and regulations are illusions that we place upon ourselves. The limited forms. People say, oh my God, he's talking reactionary, anarchy. We didn't have rules and regulations. Yes. Why do we have rules and regulations? Why do we have limitations? Why do we have these limitations? Why? I will tell you why. But next week, I will tell you why. I will tell you why we have these limited forms. I will tell you why we assume these limitations. But again, we act still like we're separate from Earth. Separate from everything, we live like a square, we limit ourselves within our universe. Why do we assume these limitations? Maybe next week I'll explain to you why. We even have created ourselves, like I said, into a yin and yang of limitations. The good and the bad, like I said. Why is all this? Why is it my perspective, my way of viewing, my square is right, your square is wrong? Why? Why not the circle? Why do we consistently look at things and perspectives versus the truth? Why don't we're consistently limiting to ourselves from the reality of the infinity as opposed to the reality of the infinity? Why do we limit ourselves? We are, in fact, are not. What are we? We are souls and spiritual beings in relation to our personalities and perspectives. How do they impact us and our choices? How do we view ourselves within our choices? And why did we become this limited, assumed limitations and assumed boxes that we've created around us? Why? Well, that's next week. I'll explain why. And then you understand how to get away from that, perhaps. Just one limited way. My view, based upon my perspective. But it ain't the only one. That's the whole point. You have to look through. Everybody has a point. We do have the ability to change. How do we realize this? Why was this experience going from one limitation to understand that we are truly unlimited in all aspects? That's for next week. And with that, let's realize that we are all connected. We are all upon the tree of life, like leaves looking in different directions in the universe, all connected to the same branches being humanity, with the same branches reaching into the trunk being all things upon Earth. Feeding the roots from Mother Earth into the universe, nurturing us. That is the tree of life. And with that, I will say God bless you all. I am going to close with another song by Harrisonic. And it's a little bit different. It's called Believing in Vampires. God bless you all and have a glorious, glorious weekend. Thank you and God bless.
Well, I'm picking my soul up from under your nails. And the queen of a pollution. And everything she's telling me is making me feel ill. It's making me feel hard. I'm sleeping in the bed of another revolution now. I'm trapped in a city where the sun can't reach. And everything around me was filled with bleach. Monster sleeping under my bed. I just don't get it.
Doesn't have to be.